going back to plowing, when the had it all plowed up, you had to drag it. Everything was done by horses. Some horses got so used to it, walk the furrows without any driving at all. They went with the name of come here and book off. Those horses knew what that was after they'd been on so long. Oftentimes you didn't need the reins to drive them. Very often when you sow this corn, next thing was we had to get a boy to keep the birds off. First thing in the morning, and usually they come the first thing in the morning. Of course, the seed wasn't dressed at all, and there were no artificial manure or anything like that in those days. And clear 2 or 3 acres before you could do anything about it.
Did you used to have a harvest supper?
No, we never had a harvest supper.
No. When you had the boy who scared the birds off, what did he use?
Well, only his mouth in those days.
He didn't have a rattle, a clapper?
No, not this one didn't. But uh-huh. Then we used to put out bird scares, you see. As well. And they used to, I remember our neighbor had a like a nice thing that went off, shot off every so many minutes. This thing would go off bang, you see, but the birds got so used to it that it didn't make a bit of difference to them.
How much did the boy get paid for his bird scaring?
Oh, I don't remember. Only a few shillings.
And that would that be a boy start at school or after he left school?
Probably going to school.
Still at school?
Yes.
So he'd come early in the morning before going to school?
Yes. Uh-huh. So I can remember the one we had. He used to go out there and he'd say, yahoy! And then they'd put up a hut, you see, and go in this hut, you see. Stay in the hut, you see, and then go out and frighten them off afterwards. Because if they saw the boy there, if he wasn't under cover, you see, they wouldn't come.